The Produce Guys, Dan and Guido, up next.
Far out, man.
I'm Chiquita Banana, and I've come to say...
Vegetables are very good for you.
Mom was right. Eating veggies keeps us healthy.
Apples, peaches, bananas, and pears.
Today's Produce Pear Radio Show is brought to you by the Pear Bureau Northwest, growers of delicious, nutritious Northwest pears. Look for the USA sticker on the fruit and you'll know that you have a genuine pear from the Northwest. And by FIT, Fruit and Vegetable Wash. FIT is the only produce wash certified and recommended by the American Vegetarian Association. Ask for it in the produce department of your local grocery store or at www.fitwash.com. Stick around, the Produce Pear, right after this.
I'll bring you apples, peaches, bananas, and pears.
Live from the San Francisco Bay, it's the Produce Pear, your food show on the enjoyment of fresh fruits and vegetables. What's in season? What's fresh at the store, at the farmer's market, in your backyard, and on your table? Speaking of fresh, here's your host, America's natural grocer, Dan the Produce Man, and Guido the Gardener.
Ah, thank you, Jay Michaels. Good morning and welcome to the Produce Pear on this fine, fine, lovely Saturday in May.
Lovely, cloudy,
San Francisco
drizzly
Saturday.
San Francisco spring morning.
That's right. The Circus City of San Francisco is where we happen to be right now. And I'm Dan the Produce Man.
And I'm Guido the Gardener.
And we're here to bring to your table some of the best information you can get on fresh fruits and vegetables. That's right. If you've been leery, you know, kind of like when you go to buy a new car, which one should I get?
Should I get
Chrysler
the
or a Pontiac?
Red one, polka dot, or a bright yellow one?
That's right. Well, if you're doing that in the produce department, should I get a red pepper or a green one or a cantaloupe or a Galia melon? Well, if you haven't tried them, we're here to tell you at least the best we can over the radio what they're like.
You can get all the answers to all your produce questions right here on the Produce Pear Radio Show.
That's right.
Dan, I'm warning you.
You're warning me. I know. You're starting to take your clothes off. This is not a good thing here.
I'm charged up this morning.
Just because we're in San Francisco does not mean
that I can disrobe.
That's right.
Okay. Well, there's not too many people else around here, but I think I will stop at this. The fan's not pointing in the right direction. Maybe that's why I'm a little bit
at least
hot.
It's working, though.
Yeah, no kidding. Know? Hey, folks, our fan here at the studio.
Our only fan.
Is very, very temperamental. I'm not kidding. You turn it on, and about 45 minutes later, it'll start to spin.
Yeah, UTN has actually hired a guy to come in here at 4 o'clock in the morning to turn the fan on.
So that
by 6
o'clock, it's ready.
It'll be ready.
For the talent.
Hey, we got a lot of good stuff coming up today here on the Produce Pear Show.
Yeah, you made a very, very nice haul at the farmer's market, and I did. I brought just a little bit more from my garden, the Guido the Gardener segment in the Produce Pear Radio Show.
Whoa, look at that. It's been segmentized.
Let's step into the garden.
Okay.
Now that sounds
we'll leave that for public radio, okay?
Yeah, the NPR spin on gardening.
Yeah. Okay. We've got Graham Kerr. He's going to talk to us about the five-a-day kitchen here in a few minutes.
Yeah, I saw him out on the corner. He had a sign. I will cook for food.
Cook for food. That's
cook
pretty
for
good.
Food, yes.
That's a good one. You're going to have to coin that one. We'll cook for food. Now, are you going to cook?
We'll just take this little clip that we just went through and send it to him and see if we make a better friend out of Graham Kerr.
No, we don't want him to do himself in. Okay. About this, but if he listens to that, he will. Hey, I see you got some good onions here. We also have the dude of the cheese is going to stop by at the bottom of the hour.
Good.
And give us a little bit of tips on some pairing spring cheese with spring produce. So, you know, we have some things rolling here. And we've got FIT fruit and vegetable wash just all over these fruits and veggies.
Yeah, we brought a handy container, this 12-ounce size, a little trigger wash.
Yeah, that's good.
Quite handy. You can see through the bottle. That's neat.
Yeah, I like the see-through bottle a lot. It's, it lets you know what's inside.
Yeah.
You know.
So a whole lot of things going on, and there's some, you know, interesting bits in the news we're going to come up with, tell you about some high-protein, low-carb characteristics and diet trends, and a little bit about eggs. I know it's not produce, but, you know, some hand may think it is. And a little bit about foodborne illnesses that you're going to want to know.
Oh, that's going to be the high point of the show, I can tell.
That's right. And yeah. Nielsen ratings on low-carb craze and all the other interesting things that's happening out there in the world of fresh fruits and vegetables. But let's see, with a minute and 6 seconds left.
Well, what I'm really curious about are these little baby vegetables.
It's going to take a little bit more than a minute and seven seconds.
We're not going to go through the entire history of that. But.
Oh, okay. But hey, you know, a real quick tip,
we
folks,
can talk about this spider that's scurrying across the desk.
Meat eater. We got a tip for you about farmers markets. If you're buying berries or cherries at the farmers market, remember to buy them on your way out, not on your way in, because they're going to be clanking around and bumping up against things and other people and yourself in the bag. And by the time you get home, you're going to have mush. So buy everything else and then your berries and cherries on your way out so they stay nice and firm and ready for you to make a lovely presentation, impress your neighbors and your guests by playing the first chords to all the songs and by giving them some fresh fruit as well.
You don't have to fill up that much time.
Okay, we'll be back then.
We can say goodbye and until the end of this break.
Hello, this is Graham Kerr with some more fruit and vegetable news you can really enjoy. Kale, a rich green cancer fighter, can make a hearty fall soup. If you start by simmering washed and chopped kale in just 2 cups of vegetable stock for 10 minutes, and then whiz the cooked kale in a blender with about 1/2 cup of broth until smooth. Then return to the pan, add diced apple, and season with a little salt, cumin, and brown sugar. Simmer a little longer, and just before serving, top with low-fat plain yogurt. It's phenomenal! And if you'd like this and other nutritious recipes, call 1-800-4-CANCER or visit 5aday.gov. That's the number 5aday.gov. So go on, do yourself a flavor. Enjoy your 5 or more servings of fruit and vegetables every day for better health. That's the good news from the National Cancer Institute.
Fresh, juicy pears. Now that's some fruit the produce pear can support in a big way.
Pears come in many shapes, sizes, and colors, but like they say, they all good.
By their nature, pears ripen from the inside out. Given that, the area around the stem of a pear will show its softness, its ripeness, first.
I got it. Check the neck for ripeness. What you want is a softer area around the neck and a firm area at the body of the pear. If the body itself is pretty soft, the whole pear will be likewise. But don't toss out that overripe pear. You've got a perfect smoothie in the making.
Besides just washing and chomping on them, pears can be enjoyed in many different ways. They marry well with cheese for a fruit and cheese party platter. Also, they can be substituted for an apple in any dish.
So, Dan, what's your favorite pear?
That's easy. The produce pear.
All right.
The Produce Pear website is where you can find lots of information on fresh fruits and vegetables. From recipes and articles by Dan the Produce Man and Guido the Gardener to fresh tips on selections at your favorite produce counter. Plus, links to several other sites on nutrition and cooking. Just log on to www.producepear.com. That's producepear.com. Do you have a question, recipe, or tip that you'd like to share? Just email Dan or Guido from www.producepear.com. That's producepear, P-A-I-R.
Hi, I'm Eddie Albert, Green Acres. Each day, 3,000 acres of our nation's farmland are being paved over by parking lots, shopping malls, and office buildings. So what happens when our farmland disappears? Food costs go up, wildlife habitat is destroyed, and part of our American heritage fades away. You want to help? Call American Farmland Trust, 1-800-431-1499. 1-800-431-1499.
I don't want vanilla. I don't want chocolate. Bring me some of that good Tutti Frutti.
Tutti Frutti Frutti.
Produce Pair Top 10 Hits Today.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, folks, welcome back to the Produce Pair. I'm Dan the Produce Man.
And I'm Guido the Gardener.
And, you know, I bought a cantaloupe yesterday at a grocery store, very large grocery store, and I've got two stories to tell you about this cantaloupe. All right? One is...
I'm ready.
It was, you know, cantaloupe this time of the year. Well, this is California cantaloupe, actually. But we're getting cantaloupe from Mexico, too. And you know that every year somebody gets sick from cutting a melon that comes from Mexico.
Somewhere.
All right, from foreign soil handling. Well, there's a lot of reasons for that, and it can be prevented very easily. First of all, when you buy a melon, you should always wash the melon before you cut it. Because what happens is melons grow on the ground, and there's gophers and field mice and whatever kind of critters that live, maybe raccoons, I don't know.
And just besides just dirt.
And rabbits.
Yeah.
And little critters that, you know, they live in the wild and they do everything in the wild, which means they eat in the wild and they digest in the wild and they, well, you can figure the rest out. So you want to wash your melons, the outside of your melons, because when you take a knife and you put it on the rind of a melon, no matter how sharp that knife is, the whatever is on the outside of the melon, if there are germs on the outside of the melon, it's going to get on the blade and go onto the slice of the melon that you are cutting and could very possibly contaminate the melon. What I did was I took a big bowl. I love big bowls. A big stainless steel bowl.
Those big mixing bowls?
Yeah, well, this one isn't the mixing kind, the deep. This one's more of a serving bowl, maybe potato salad, popcorn or something. But it's okay. Huge, all right? The thing is just huge, stainless steel. And I filled it with water, and I put the appropriate proportions of fit fruit and vegetable wash in the bowl with the water. And I have a vegetable brush that I use, which is just a little handheld brush, folks, plastic bristles. And I went all around the melon with the fit and water solution and washed this cantaloupe so pretty that it looks like a 1962 Pontiac Catalina.
Woo!
Shiny and
is that
gold.
This one? Is that this one? This is the one that you...
This is the one that I washed with fit fruit and vegetable wash.
So we can cut it this morning.
Yes, we can and not worry about not any worry. Contaminants. Okay. So, but one thing I want to let you know about is... Number one, fit fruit and vegetable wash it's also all natural. There's no artificial ingredients, and there's no aftertaste either. It doesn't leave some weird flavor on there. And it removes 99% of the dirt, the wax, the pesticides, and people handling contaminants.
Cooties.
And that's very important, because people handling contaminants, think about it. You've got, farm workers, you've got packers in the packing shed, then you have... folks in the grocery store who take it out of the boxes and put it on the counter. And then you have people coming through, shoppers, touching the melons.
And all the little kids.
Kids coughing, sneezing. You got some folks who are handicapped, and they have these little things they drive around. And sometimes they like to bring their pets with them, little dogs, which they're allowed to do. Or little cats that sit right on their lap.
Oh, gosh.
You know, or elderly folks who drive the little driving shopping carts. Yeah. And the dogs will, you know, they get up there. God. And I've seen everything working in produce departments
all
my
life.
That I believe. I have seen it all. And I'm only speaking from experience. So anyway, that's people handling contaminants. So Fit allows the full flavor and smell of produce to come through. And it's for use on all fruit and vegetables, including organically grown fruits and vegetables. It's the only produce wash certified and recommended by the American Vegetarian Association. And ask for it in the produce department of your local grocery store. Call 1-800-FIT-WASH. That's FIT-WASH, 1-800-FIT-WASH, or www.fitwash.com. Boy.
There's a lot to say about it.
You're right. And we'll say more a little bit. Because we got some great things coming out of Guido's garden, too. And I'm really interested in getting into that into Guido's garden? Well, yeah, sure. Why not?
At least into part of it.
There we go.
The red and the green romaine lettuce is one part of it.
He brings a segment of his garden with us. You know, we're going to go back there one day. There's going to be nothing left. It's all going to be here at the studio. All right, folks, www.producepair.com, P-A-I-R, is where you find us on the internet and right here on your favorite radio station.
Whether it's fair or not, people judge you by the words you use. In business and socially, your vocabulary and language skills tell everyone about your background, education, even your intelligence. That's why you need Verbal Advantage. While you listen, Verbal Advantage will give you the confidence that comes with a strong command of the English language. No more fumbling for the right word. No more embarrassment at how to express yourself. No more fear of using the wrong word. And it's so easy. To learn, you simply listen. When you want, where you want. See why over 100,000 people have already gotten the verbal advantage they need for success.
For more information about how Verbal Advantage will give you the word power you need for success, call now. 1-800-206-WORD. That's 206-W-O-R-D. 1-800-206-WORD.
Sudden ups and downs, breathtaking twists and turns. No, it's not a roller coaster, it's the stock market. But it doesn't have to be a rough ride. Just subscribe to Barron's, America's premier financial weekly. Subscribe now and get 13 weeks of Barron's for only $39. Each fact-filled issue brings you investing insights, market information, and special reports you won't find anywhere else. Special reports that include the best-performing companies, mutual fund managers, and the outlook for stocks, bonds, and mutual funds. That's not all. Subscribe today and you'll also get Barron's Guide to Building Wealth, plus 4 weeks of Barron's Online free with your paid subscription. All the tools you need to make smarter investment decisions. That's 13 weeks of Barron's plus the Guide to Building Wealth and 4 weeks of Barron's Online, all for only $39. This offer is available to new subscribers in the continental U.S.
Call now 800-840-2646. That's 800-240-8646 and enjoy the ride with Barron's. News before the market knows.
I'm Beverly Sills, and like many of you, I was introduced to the glorious world of opera through the Met broadcasts. And like you, I can't imagine a Saturday without them. We simply have to keep the Met broadcasts on the air, and it's really up to us to keep them alive. We don't want you or future generations to miss any of these wonderful performances. I hope you'll call at 1-800-MET-OPERA. That's 1-800-MET-OPERA. Or visit our website, metopera.org.
You mean I could have diabetes and not even know it?
Then why would I want to know?
Heart disease, amputations, stroke, blindness can all be caused by diabetes. So it's critical that you know. If you're over 45, you don't exercise, and you're overweight, you're at risk. But a simple blood test can detect the problem, and with early treatment, you can prevent the devastating effects of diabetes. Call the American Diabetes Association at 1-800-DIABETES. Don't be blind to diabetes.
Call any vegetable, call it my name.
Guido the gardener, Dan the produce man, can you believe it?
Raspberries, strawberries.
Now you guys call yourself the produce pair. How do two people like you meet? How does that happen?
So long ago that we had hair.
Look at that. We had a full head of hair.
Oh, yes, we are. Welcome back to the Produce Pair. I'm Dan the Produce Man.
And I'm Guido the Gardener.
Okay.
Let's talk about those peas.
You want to talk about the sugar snap peas?
Yeah.
These are gigantic sugar
snap peas.
These are
big. I wonder what variety he's growing.
I don't know, but it's grown at Iacopi Farms, which is in Half Moon Bay, California, which is, you know, famous for Brussels sprouts, artichokes, peas, fava beans, pumpkins.
Pumpkins,
Half Moon
yeah.
Bay is a part of the Bay Area that's just, flowers, lots of flowers in Half Moon Bay. And you can hear Guido crunching on this sugar snap pea.
So good.
These are big, very big sugar snap peas.
I wonder what variety he's
Very
growing.
Big sugar snap peas. and they do have the strings on them, so you got to remove the strings. That's fine. You'll see a lot of smaller ones in the stores now called stringless for your convenience. But this is a farmer's market thing. But actually, Iacopi sells to very high-end food service companies, such as Greenleaf Produce, here in the San Francisco Bay Area, and grocery stores throughout California and the Northwest. So look for Iacopi sugar snap peas. Yeah, they look...
I just cracked open this pea pod, and the pod's probably 2.5 inches long. It's real big. It's full, and I just cracked it open, and the pea inside is huge. But what's nice is that it's very sweet, because sometimes what happens if you've got a pea like an English pea or this sugar snap pea, where you're eating the pea and the pod, when the pea gets really big, it tends to get a little starchy. I mean, I've even noticed. In my own backyard, I've got all three going, the English pea, the snow pea, and the sugar snap pea. And the English pea, if I let it grow a little bit too big, it'll start losing its sugar. But this is delicious. And again, folks, keep these cold. When you're at the store, they're going to be in the refrigerated section. Make sure you keep them in the refrigerated section.
Absolutely.
And use them fairly quickly. You don't want to hang on to these for a long time.
Yeah, because they will lose their sugar. It will turn to starch. But, you know, you've got vitamin A, vitamin B6, vitamin C, copper, folic acid, iron, magnesium, manganese, niacin, phosphorus, thiamine, all that in peas. So if you're looking for something good and healthy, especially sugar snaps,
mm-hmm.
where you eat the pod and the pea, and you can eat the leaves. They're absolutely delicious. So get them right now, because especially if you're shopping at farmers markets or small produce stands that get stuff from local farms, because that's when you're going to get the best and the freshest. The supermarkets increasingly do a fantastic job of bringing top quality fresh fruits and vegetables to you. However, you're going to get the good locally grown things that just don't make it to the commercial market at your smaller stores.
And
so.
and springtime is just a classic time for local peas.
Yes, it is.
And before we leave it, kids love them.
Yes, that's right. Kids do. So give some peas to your kid and be happy, or kids, and be very happy. Okay. One thing we didn't do was tell folks how to pick out a cantaloupe. So we did.
We sure
tell
told
you about
them
how to wash it.
We sure told them how to wash it, I tell you.
Darn right. We did do that.
Yeah.
Cantaloupes this time of the year should be gold all the way around and very heavy for their size, and a gentle give when you squeeze it.
And especially around the blossom end, which is opposite the stem end.
That is correct. And it should have a nice scent around the on the cantaloupe as well.
You know what, though?
Nice melony scent.
Sometimes they do, sometimes they don't.
And I don't mean Melanie, you know, wearing perfume. Melanie walking by wearing perfume. She has a melon.
This one smells delightful.
Yeah, so I'm real happy.
Can you smell that, folks? Oh, yeah, that's right.
This is our first domestic cantaloupe that comes to the market. I mean, melon. And then the rest are to follow. And we'll talk a little bit more about it after this. Hey, the cheese dude is going to stop in the next segment. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
America. I demand my cheese. Cheddar, mozzarella, and a Monterey Jack.
Mark Todd, the cheese dude, joins us. And spring has sprung. So we've got strawberries, we've got asparagus, we've got artichokes.
We got apricots.
And we have all kinds of great things coming out right now. What kind of cheese can we add to these items?
Anything you want.
Hey, there you go.
That's why we
like him.
Dude.
Yeah, he's easy.
I usually like to start with a nice slab of Velveeta.
right.
No, actually, with the strawberries, there's a number of really fun things. When I think of strawberries and berries in general, I think of soft, and they're so fresh and tasty that I want to have something that's very soft and creamy to go with them. That's why, you know, berries and cream is so popular. So in a case like that, I would probably run down to the store and grab the best creme fraiche I could find.
Yes.
And just take my strawberries and dip them in and just eat them luxuriantly. It's a fabulous combination of flavors. So the great sweet tartness of the dairy with the sweetness of the strawberry. So that's my favorite way. Mascarpone is also a very nice thing to do with strawberries, particularly if you flavor it. You can flavor your mascarpone with like a framboise or something like that to give it a little bit of a sure. berry kick, and then use it in with berries, or actually with cookies is good too, but it's also great with any kind of berries.
Hey, stick the pros.
Oh, that's right. Stick a strawberry on it. There you go.
So then we're talking some of the other great stuff that's out now. So the stone fruits, you know, apricots are one of my very favorite fruits, and peaches particularly are dynamite. They're a little bit later, but with the apricots, typically I'm going to be using a mid-body cheese, a semi-soft cheese. I like it with a number of the cheeses from Europe. Some of the things like original Port Salut, it's beautiful. All of the stuff that we get over here, the plastic wrapped stuff, is not exactly real Port Salut. But any of the semi-soft cheeses, they're beautiful with things like the cheeses from Holland, Goudas and Edams. They're beautiful with that.
Those are a little bit...
They're a semi-firm bodied cheese. Edam is a little bit harder than Gouda. Edam is made with part skim milk. Gouda is made with whole milk, so it's a little bit softer and creamier. Those are some of my favorite spring cheeses. With your asparagus, I do Gruyere. I melt a Gruyere over asparagus. Ooh, you can do asparagus Gruyere, and red onion pizza is outstanding.
Oh, yes. Remind me what
the Gruyere is.
Gruyere, that's a Swiss cheese that has a washed rind. It's one of the two traditional cheeses that goes into fondue. It is like Emmental Swiss, but it doesn't have the big eyes. It's a firm, dense cheese that very dark yellow butter color, and it has a very nutty and earthy flavor, much earthier than you get out of a Swiss cheese.
And so melts. Would you shred it or melt it that way, or would you
absolutely. Shred it. I would shred always. That's the cheese that you're going to find on top of your traditional French onion soup, so that it's a great melting cheese. Most of the Swiss mountain style cheeses are great melting cheeses, and they go great with asparagus. I think they really bring out the flavor of the asparagus.
We're in.
All right, Mark Todd, the cheese dude, does it again.
Spring is sprung, and we are here.
Okay, you know, folks, when you wash your fresh fruits and vegetables that goes with your nice, good cheese, make sure you find Fit Fruit and Vegetable Wash. Fit, F-I-T. It's made from all natural ingredients and leaves no aftertaste. It removes 99% of dirt, wax, pesticides, and people handling contaminants, allowing the full flavor and smell of fresh produce to come through. For use on all fruit and vegetables, including organically grown vegetables, you gotta wash those too, folks. Fit is the only produce wash certified and recommended by the American Vegetarian Association. Ask for it in the produce department of your local grocery store, and or you can give them a call too. 1-800-FIT-WASH, F-I-T-W-A-S-H, 1-800-FIT-WASH, or online at www.fitwash.com. That's www.fitwash.com. If you're going to get it clean with Fit.
And if you don't see it, ask for it.
That's right. There you go. Very important.
You want to stay fit.
Tell them those other vegetable washes out there don't do what Fit does.
Get fit.
That's right.
Stay fit.
Speaking of Fit, the garden of Mr. Guido the Gardener is blooming and blossoming with all kinds of things besides trees and flowers and chirping birds and basket weavers who sit and smile and twiddle their thumbs.
What was that from?
They're coming to take me away.
That's right. Yeah, that's what it is. Yeah, no, I'm not kidding. I was out there for a few minutes just this morning, and for a change, I planted quite a bit of stuff, but I've staggered it, and I'm getting some lettuce, I'm getting some parsley, and I'm getting a little of this, a little of that, some zucchini. I'll probably have beans in a little bit. What I've got in front of me here is it's actually a soy milk container, and a bunch of potting soil and stuff, and I sprinkled in some seeds of red romaine and green romaine, and I think I'm going to repot this, and
repot meaning his soy milk container that he's made a little flower bed out of full of green and red romaine.
They're only a couple inches high now, but if I put them into a bigger container, they'll grow more. But I'm not going to wait till they get full size. I might pull a few of them out and get those really big, big heads of romaine.
Yeah, so you can get some nice romaine hearts.
Yeah. But so far they've been doing real good. I've got about six of these growing in pots, hanging off my my back porch. They get a lot of sun. So spring has sprung in Guido's garden.
Yeah, you know, and I have the same thing you have going here, but they're in my garden, and they're huge.
Oh,
huge heads
grow,
of
yeah.
green and red romaine right next to each other.
Yeah.
Ate my first salad from the garden the other night. I was really happy, and so are the kids.
Oh, I believe that. Little here, little there.
That's right. All right, folks, we've got a lot more going on. We have some really cool squashes. We also have some sweet onions. We talked a little bit about some last week. We've got another item for you this week, too. Yes, that's right. And a little bit of information on foodborne illness that you should be aware of to make you feel safer and happier when you go shopping for fresh produce. We're the Produce Pair. I'm Dan the Produce Man.
And I'm Guido the Gardener.
We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Eddie Albert, Green Acres. Each day, 3,000 acres of our nation's farmland are being paved over by parking lots, shopping malls, and office buildings. So what happens when our farmland disappears? Food costs go up, wildlife habitat is destroyed, and part of our American heritage fades away. You want to help? Call American Farmland Trust, 1-800-431-1499. 1-800-431-1499.
Fresh, juicy pears. Now that's some fruit the Produce Pair can support in a big way.
Pears come in many shapes, sizes, and colors, but like they say, they all good.
By their nature, pears ripen from the inside out. Given that, the area around the stem of a pear will show its softness, its ripeness, first.
I got it. Check the neck for ripeness. What you want is a softer area around the neck and a firm area at the body of the pear. If the body itself is pretty soft, the whole pear will be likewise. But don't toss out that overripe pear. You've got a perfect smoothie in the making.
Besides just washing and chomping on them, pears can be enjoyed in many different ways. They marry well with cheese for a fruit and cheese party platter. Also, they can be substituted for an apple in any dish.
So, Dan, what's your favorite pear?
That's easy. The Produce Pair.
All right.
The Produce Pair website is where you can find lots of information on fresh fruits and vegetables. From recipes and articles by Dan the Produce Man and Guido the Gardener to fresh tips on selections at your favorite produce counter. Plus, links to several other sites on nutrition and cooking. Just log on to www.producepair.com. That's producepair.com. Do you have a question, recipe, or tip that you'd like to share? Just email Dan or Guido from www.producepair.com. That's producepair, P-A-I-R, .com.
What more appropriate sponsor for the Produce Pear Show than fresh pears from the Northwest? Do you enjoy a soft, buttery texture to your fruit? Try the gourmet pear, the Comice. Or for those who want to include more organics in the fresh fruit mix, the Pear Bureau Northwest offers a varied lineup of pears. Now, with any pear you choose, here's a tip for picking the ripe one. Hold it in your hand and give it a gentle squeeze around the stem area with your thumb. If it has a bit of a give, it's ready. And one thing to keep in mind is that a pear is easily substituted in place of an apple in any salad, side dish, or dessert you're preparing. Currently, the marketplace is full of these nutritious, delicious fruits from Oregon and Washington. Just look for the USA Pear sticker on the fruit, Pears from the Northwest, and visit them at their website, www.usapears.com.
Jennifer, welcome to the Produce Pair.
Oh.
Was that a broom that you just dropped or something?
I dropped the phone.
We do have that effect on women.
I like Doofy, I like Goofy, I like Charles Nelson Reilly, I like Hee-Haw Fat Albert, and I also like corn. I like corn flakes, corn dogs, I like corn bread and corn starch. I like the bang corn and popcorn, I like all kinds of corn. All kinds of corn!
Okay, that's what he likes, all kinds of corn. And hey, you know what we do too here at the Produce Pair Radio Show? Okay, folks, you know, foodborne illnesses, you know, it's a big concern amongst consumers, so I'm going to ease your mind a little bit. Let's see. Not only have cases of the most common foodborne pathogens significantly, geez, Guido, close that door, please. Significantly declined, but research shows that most foodborne illness in the U.S. between 1990 and 2001 have been traced to foods other than fresh fruits and vegetables. According to foodborne illness surveillance data released at the end of April by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, the Food and Drug Administration, and the U.S. Department of Agriculture, E. coli infections dropped 35% last year. This is the second year in a row that E. coli incidences have dropped by double digits since, you know, since about 1976. Occurrences of two foodborne pathogens remained unchanged. Listeria, which was found in seafood and unpasteurized milk, and Shigella, which is found in dairy. So it is dropping. The research comes from FoodNet, an illness tracking system in nine states that comprise 14% of the U.S. population. California, Colorado, Connecticut, Georgia, Maryland, Minnesota, New York, Oregon, and Tennessee are the states in the system. The Alliance for Food and Farming delved further into the CDC report to determine how prevalent foodborne pathogens are in fresh produce. Using government statistics, the organization came up with an answer that reflects the time and money grower shippers put into the food safety practices. Of all foodborne illnesses outbreaks, only 2% can be traced to on-farm produce-related cause. And that comes from Teresa Thorne. She's the spokesperson for the Alliance. The remaining 10% of foodborne illnesses were related to improper handling of produce after the product left the farm.
Like kitchen back rooms and whatnot.
That's right. Okay. The Alliance study is based on analysis of the CDC U.S. Foodborne Disease Outbreaks Report of Annual Databases, blah, 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 blah. So research shows that the produce industry is doing an increasingly better job promoting food safety. 83% were because of improper consumer or food service handling, just like we talked about. 17% were related to grower problems. And an Alliance survey conducted this spring shows that 51% of consumers attribute the main cause of produce-related outbreaks to grower error. That's something we need to change because it just gave you the facts. It isn't grower error. Very small percentage grower error. And like we've been saying here on the show, and we said this morning, it's usually end-user improper handling. And then it gets on the news. And, you know, folks,
they run
I don't
with
care
it.
What yeah. news channel you watch or listen to, everything has become a tabloid, sensationalized tabloid. CBS, ABC, NBC, MSNBC, Fox, all the news folks. It's all a bunch of doggone tabloid stuff for ratings, just to scare you so that you'll watch their show so they can get their Nielsen ratings so they can get sponsors. Really, people should be sponsoring the Produce Pair Radio Show, like Fit Fruit and Vegetable Washington, Pear Bureau Northwest.
Because we give you the straight scoop.
That's right. We are not sensationalizing things. So that's some good information for you today, folks.
Yeah, because it happens almost every year, spring, summer, there's something. And yeah, it's good to inform folks, of course. But you know, the long and the short of it is, as a percentage, you know, here in the United States especially, it is a very, very small percentage of things that go wrong. And like you say, like those stats point out, more times than not, it's in the end user. It's at your kitchen table, or it's in, you know,
in the restaurant,
cafeteria, wherever it is. Somebody shows up to work sick. You know, there's
yeah,
one.
On it's a just, cruise liner.
Yeah, it's just kind of common sense.
So there you have it. And
so eat your fruits and veggies.
And the produce industry can stop getting the fertilized end of the stick. Okay.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
All right. Another quick thing. AC Nielsen researchers said at the earlier part of the month that a workshop on low carbs best years could be behind it. And more important, that even the height of the popularity of Atkins, South Beach, and other low-carb diets, fresh fruits and vegetables continue to sell well. Well, we all know if you eat just meat and dairy and a bunch of processed foods and you cut out potatoes and peas and carrots and
bread
beets and all that stuff, well, yeah, you're going to end up with pretty bad kidney problems later on in life and a few other things. So you know, you got to have fresh fruits and vegetables going through your system. That's all there is to it.
And variety is the spice of produce life.
That's right. There is a low-carb egg that was came into development. But
from a low-carb chicken?
But, yeah. And, you know, I was going to get into it, but let's just stick with
done
produce,
with it.
You know?
Dan, I've had it up to here with the low-carb stuff.
Yeah, me too. You know, these didn't belong in this radio show. This belong in a different radio show. Okay. It has nothing to do with produce. yet. Okay.
You're tapping every website for information.
That's right. Okay. We also have some stuff. Senate nutrition bill that would funding a pilot program for fresh fruits and vegetables. And we can get into that next week because we got some produce here on the table we want to talk to you about. We want to keep it,
produce
enjoyable for your weekend
all
shopping.
Produce.
Hey,
all
hard shell winter squash. You know, you cut it open, you bake it in the oven. We got a way you can eat it here without doing that. So we're going to get back to that when we come back. So don't go away.
Eggs ain't grocery, eggs ain't poultry, and Mona Lisa was a man. Grits ain't grocery, eggs ain't poultry, and Mona Lisa was a man.
All right, I think you get the picture there.
Woo!
Yeah, that's some good stuff there. Hey, turn that up, Ken, a little bit, huh? Yeah, there we go. I like it. All right, folks, welcome back to the Produce Pair. I'm Dan, the Produce Man, along with
Guido the Gardener.
Brought to you by Fit Fruit and Vegetable Wash. Ask for it today, www.fitwash.com on the internet or 1-800-FIT-WASH. That's 1-800-FIT-WASH. Get it and wash your fruits and vegetables nice and clean. Speaking of veggies, I'm going to grill some squash this afternoon. It's my son Joseph's 10th birthday. Happy birthday, Joseph. And he didn't even hear that. Wrestling around with papers.
There he goes.
He's waving. He still doesn't know what happened.
He acknowledges the crowd.
That's right. I was saying happy birthday to your son. Anyway, what I have here is immature winter squashes, acorn squashes. And what's great about these is they're really heavy and dense. And when they're this small, and I'm telling you, folks, these are small because these come out in the fall as a full-grown squash with an orange interior, and you cut them in half, fill them with whatever you want to fill them with, and bake them in the oven. However, this time of the year, they're very immature, and you can use them like a summer squash. So I'm going to cut the baby acorn squashes. Is there another name for this, Guido?
No, baby acorn.
Okay, well, baby acorn squash.
Yeah. That's probably the green acorn or Danish.
Well, yeah, I mean that part, but I mean because they're baby.
Because they're baby. No, just baby. Right. Baby winter squash.
People come up with names all the time. Yeah. I'm going to call it a Schneck squash.
Yeah.
So, you cut them in half, score them a little bit, little olive oil and salt and basil, and you can either broil them this time of the year. Well, here in the Bay Area, where it's a November day here in May. You could probably turn the oven on, but we're going to grill them. These baby acorn squashes make a great grilled squash on your barbecue because they are so dense and so flavorful. Look for them in the store. They're absolutely delicious.
Yeah, you'll find these more often in like a specialty kind of a place.
Yeah.
Than maybe a huge grocery store. And it's a very seasonal item because in another few weeks, these are going to be too big to eat, immature. The shell will start to harden and whatnot. But these are pretty neat. You know what seasoning might go good on this too? Is sage.
How about Vegetable Magic from Paul Prudhomme?
Oh, there you go.
That might go good too. Any way you want to season squashes, go for it. Grill them, broil them, saute them. They're fantastic. So, like Guido says, get them now while you can because the shells will harden up and they'll be on their way to being big fall squashes that you'll eat in the fall and the winter.
Yeah, that's why we've been encouraging you folks to eat, green garlic and spring onions and whatnot because it's the same. I just lost the word. It's the same thing.
Yeah, right. I mean, in fact, all the spring onions that I see now
are big.
Have all the greens cut off, and they're turning into onions.
But these are pretty neat. This is a very pale green. You got a darker You got a darker green.
So
because these are only about 3 inches long, folks.
Yeah, they're very small.
They look like little mini winter squashes.
And then I have baby zucchinis here with blossoms on them.
Same principle. That's the word I wanted. I'm
sorry. There you go. Same principle. That's same principle. Right. All through all 4 years of high school. I have a baby zucchini with a blossom on the end. And this can be a specialty food in the stores or in the restaurants, too. It's a big deal. You can actually deep fry the blossoms, and they come out really crisp. I have never done it. I just don't know how and don't want to try. And I hate deep frying. You know why? I just hate oily messes.
The oily, yeah.
You know, I just don't do it.
You know, the reason I haven't done it is by the time these come out and they develop, the ants are in there already.
Well, yeah, out of Guido's garden, but you know, you've got to get rid of your ants by scaring them off with put on a mask and dance around the thing. But you
these are real clean.
The blossoms with
cheese
or something, anything, and they cook them.
Actually, a soft cheese works really, really well.
But if you just want to cut the stem off of the baby zucchinis with the blossoms on them, and saute them around in a pan with some of the green garlic you're talking about and some really nice fine olive oil, that'll make a nice little side dish as well. Maybe top it on some pasta with white sauce. Add some of the sugar snap peas in your
They're just really, really tender. And these you're going to get more often throughout summer because the plants continue to throw off the big, the small zucchini, or you can do it with crookneck, or depends on what they're growing, but you'll see these throughout the summer. They are pretty neat.
Yeah, so get them while you can, because the summer season is full of things that you don't get the rest of the year. And when you can, a lot of food trends are doing vegetables at certain stages, baby stages, and when you can do it, then do it and get it, because now is the time.
And, Dan, now is the time
to say goodbye.
We have to leave you. I'm so sorry.
Hey, super fruits and vegetables are under development, and we're going to talk to you about that next week. Just what are they? Well, tune into the Produce Pair next week, and you'll know. Until then, I'm Dan the Produce Man saying thank you for a real good time.
And I'm Guido the Gardener, and I will tell you what my Nonna Bessie always told me. Manja!